Another question that the AVANT trial is asking relates to capecitabine or Xeloda. Can you talk about where we are right now with that agent in colon cancer, and particularly in adjuvant therapy?
Well, we know that capecitabine is equivalent to 5-FU and leucovorin as a bolus regimen, and we know that using capecitabine leads to less of a toxicity profile. Things like neutropenia, particularly, and hospitalization rates are substantially reduced using capecitabine as adjuvant therapy compared to 5-FU and leucovorin. Now, in terms of its use, both in combination with oxaliplatin or with irinotecan, I think we're seeing in phase two that capecitabine oxaliplatin is relatively equivalent to FOLFOX. That hasn't been established in the adjuvant setting, and one of the questions that the AVANT trial may answer is, at least we can compare FOLFOX plus BEV to CAPOX plus BEV in terms of activity in the adjuvant setting and progression-free survival for those patients, and have more sense that in combination with other cytotoxics like oxaliplatin, whether that truly is an equivalent strategy compared to FOLFOX.
It's interesting. In breast cancer, we see often physicians using less toxic therapy in the adjuvant setting for patients at lower risk, no negative patients. In colon cancer, do you have the same kind of concept in terms of the lower risk patient maybe being considered for an oral agent, capecitabine?
Well, I think the real distinction for us is along the node positive, node negative line, that it's, I think, fairly controversial whether the addition of oxaliplatin should be advised to patients with stage 2 disease compared to using 5-FU or capecitabine alone in that setting. There are patients who want to be aggressive with their stage 2 disease. Again, the AVANT trial is enrolling patients with both stage 2 and stage 3. One of the things that we haven't talked about, and we don't have a set policy at MD Anderson, but one of the issues for us with our patients with stage 2 disease, do they have microsatellite instability for their tumors? There is some evidence that 5-FU-type treatment for patients with microsatellite instability-high tumors, which is something that you can determine using immunohistochemical stains, may actually not receive any benefit from systemic therapy or 5-FU-based therapy, and in fact, it may be slightly deleterious. So one of the things with our stage 2 patients we try to determine, and I think it is important for surgeons in the community to know, it's roughly 15% of colon cancers have this microsatellite instability phenotype, and at least there might be some real thinking about whether there is any utility to adjuvant therapy. Now, that's not based on prospective data. People are trying to get a handle on that, and some of these adjuvant trials, I think, are going to look at these issues. But what I would advise a community surgeon who's thinking about referring or not referring is that unless you have a very debilitated, frail patient who you as a surgeon who's seen patients receiving adjuvant therapy, whether it be for breast or lung or colon, those patients should be referred to a medical oncologist to have a discussion about the pros and cons of adjuvant therapy. There are some exciting trials that are going on. Certainly a younger patient, we would be very much in favor of having a discussion with us about adjuvant therapy, someone without comorbidities. And I don't think this is something that, well, first of all, since myself as a medical oncologist doesn't necessarily make the decision about adjuvant therapy in a stage 2 patient, I think it is not fair for the surgeon to make the decision about adjuvant therapy for a stage 2 patient. And I really think this is a discussion that I would encourage surgeons to have patients referred either to a medical oncologist or their community or to potentially participate in a clinical trial at a larger tertiary center where these trials are going on.
How do you approach the decision for adjuvant therapy in the older patients, 75, 80, 85 years old?
I think the primary issue is there are other comorbidities. Age per se is not a contraindication to the therapy. The only caveat being is they may be more sensitive to a capecitabine regimen or a 5-FU regimen compared to a younger patient. If they have other medical problems, poorly controlled diabetes, cardiovascular disease, they are in general not very ambulatory, active, need a lot of assistance with daily activities, That's a patient, at least in the stage two setting, which we would probably discourage from considering systemic therapy.
How about Xylota in that patient?
Possibly, but even in that situation, we know the benefit is still quite modest in stage two patients. In the stage two patient, we would probably pass on that. I think it does become a problem in an elderly patient who's stage three, whether you want to give them oxaliplatin. Now again, age per se doesn't seem to be a contraindication or that their toxicity is any greater or morbidity, mortality from these treatments in older patients, but comorbidities do seem to predict that patients may have more toxicity with therapy.